Thank you, Levin, and good afternoon. I am Mike Green. I am part of the sales team with Cherokee Fabrication, and just honored to be here to share a few things of what we have going on at Cherokee over the past year, and look forward to sharing with you. You know, the last several years, our industry, the ginning industry, has really been focused on expansion of production, especially in our ginning systems. We were looking to do more with less, and we're trying to push the limits of bales per hours with fewer and fewer machines. And that's not just, us and all research and development teams across our industry. And, we're trying to push the limits. It's not just in the ginning segment of the Beltwide either. It's all the way across from plant physiology to disease efficacy to warehouse systems to moving our final products into our customers and the mill's hands. I mean, all the way across the Beltwide, we are trying to do more with less. And that is the American way, right? Bigger, faster, stronger. And when I think about that, I kind of think of my childhood hero, the original Steve Austin, not Stone Cold, but bigger, faster, stronger. For those that don't know, he was an astronaut, a fictional TV astronaut that fell out of the sky and got broken apart. And Oscar rebuilt him with the latest technology, the bionics, the robots, robotics, and he was the real Superman as I was growing up. And he epitomized everything that he took a created human that thousands of years old and used brand new technologies to make him a Superman. I tried to jump off tables and chairs and try to break arms, so I would get a bionic arm or leg too. So I don't know if any of y'all ever did that. But that is what, and when you think about it, the cotton industry, the ginning industry especially, we want to be bigger, faster, stronger. We're taking an idea that was generated a couple of hundred years ago, the separation of seed from lint, lint from seed, using a saw and a rib. I mean, that basic premise is still the same. The only difference is we've applied new technologies, new understanding of physics and air movement. We have better manufacturing processes. We understand materials better. And we've taken and we've created our own, and we continue to push the limits just like the $6 million man did. So, but, you know, even though that has been a focus, one of the things this past year in our product line, we've kind of taken a step back, and even though we have a successful Magnum gin line, a 12-foot, and we've even expanded that from the 244 conventional rib spacing to the 270 narrow rib spacing, we wanted to take a step back and look at our complete line and just see where we may have left some openings, left some gaps, and to make sure we're offering our customer everything that they need, not just what we want to produce. And so in doing that, we've Steve, you've heard Steve earlier this afternoon present the Brave. That is something the entire team is excited about. It is unreal in how well that project and how fast that project came together. But we'll start today, I will, with the Brave. The Cherokee Brave, as you saw run earlier today, is truly a ginning solution for gins that are 35 bales an hour or less. And when you consider the fact that there's 600 or so operating gins in the United States with an average capacity of 26,000 bales, not everybody is going to be a 75 to 80 bale per hour gin plant. Not everybody is ginning 100,000 bales, and so there are a lot of operations and a lot of older technologies that need to be upgraded, that need their technology upgrade. Yet they don't need a press solution that is going to break the bank. And so we developed the Brave with that in mind, and I'll just quickly move through this. Again, designed for ginning capacities up to 35 bales per hour. It is so sweet and compact. It's 26.9, I think, is the total height. It is just a very efficient machine. It allows for upgrades in technology. We use LVDT cylinders, and then of course, to me, one of the most important aspects is the press console and the communication aspects of the press. It's simple, intuitive, it's customizable. Steve can configure it however you need it to be to whatever you want and as you interact and interface with this. And it allows a smaller operation as well to take advantage of the technology we have advanced. The communication alone is worth the upgrade, and the fact that any one of our techs can dial into this machine from all over the world, wherever they are, and see and diagnose and check what is going on. So it's again, it is something we're really excited about. You saw the video of a cycle time. And one thing you couldn't really tell, but it is so smooth with the way the cylinders work, and the dogs are just so well designed, and it is ultra quiet. You don't even know it's running as you're standing there. So as you can tell, I'm excited. I know Steve is, and in that same vein, we have introduced the Companion 1530. It is a moisture unit that kind of fills a gap as well for us. We've for several years now had the Big 10, which is a 2 million BTU burner that has a 10 horsepower pump with a 48 spray nozzles. For these smaller operations, we don't need as much moisture as that unit produces. It's a big application that can absolutely deliver moist air in any situation at any capacity. We needed something that would fit well with our Brave and for smaller operations, and that is where the Companion 1530 came in. It's a 1 million BTU burner with a 5 horsepower pump and has 30 spray nozzles, much smaller footprint and suited for smaller capacity gens. The gas train is simple, it's reliable, it is extremely accessible, easy to troubleshoot, and burns at a much more efficient manner for smaller gen and smaller capacity. You see the water pump group with the motor there, and it's on the back side. You can see there's the gas train on the other side. Again, they're both very accessible, easy to get to. They waste eliminator, water filter reservoir, all are just right within reach, and something that we've been very happy with. Stainless steel construction, smaller footprint, energy consumption is suited for smaller capacities and very cost efficient. And there's just another shot of the air intake. Kind of filling the gap again, we shift gears a little bit, and we've had an 8-foot and 10 and 12-foot cleaning line. And one of the things that we needed was a cleaning and conditioning line of a 10-foot system. And we designed and installed that in Texas this year, and now gives us a complete package for whatever configuration is needed. We feel like we can have whatever is called for in any situation. This 10-foot cleaning line includes the horizontal cleaner. It comes in modules of 3 cylinders, and the configuration can be anywhere from 6 cylinders to 21. However, whatever your cleaning needs are, whatever your space limitations are, hot air cleaners the same way. They come in cylinder modules of 3. They can be, again, custom configured from anywhere from 6 cylinder groups to 21 cylinder groups. Our stick machines, we offer both 2-saw and 3-saw machines. And when you combine that with a steady feed disperser hopper, it just gives a nice even flow across the width of the saw, and that's one of the keys to running a stick machine, of course. And we feel that package is just another step in completing that line. And we support it with a full line of vacuum wheels that can be configured for any operation. Wrong way. Now, taking a step towards the bigger, faster, stronger, we've manufactured and have shipped a 75 horsepower Elite. This has been accomplished by adding a motor group that includes 525 horsepower motors that boost, of course, ram speed. And by adding a second dump valve, we allow for a great rate of decline in bringing the ram down. This coupled with our high-capacity battery condenser, which we use a beefed-up Dolphin roller drive unit, and the high-capacity Cirrus cotton conditioner, again, with beefed-up drive units on both drums, that package will be a 75-bale offering that we have now. Coupled with our bale handling, of course, it does complete the package. We have beefed up and the bale handling system as well. The nice thing that about both the battery condenser and the Cirrus cotton condenser is it can be retrofitted to older units, and so if you already have an application, the power unit and everything can be upgraded. One other note on our Elite series of up-packing presses is we designed and installed an 18-inch ram this year, and we call it the Elite 2, that is another option. It adds a little strength to tonnage to our press package, and that is another option that we offer. Talking a little bit more about our Gen Stand, we mentioned earlier, last year at this conference, Greg presented a paper on the 270, which was taking the 244 and applying narrow rib technology to our 12-foot stand. And we this year completed the conversion of our 8-foot stand, the Avenger. We again applied our narrow rib technology, makes it a 193 saw stand. And we feel like, the studies that we have done show 1.5 to 2% better seat cleaning over traditional rib spacing. When I say traditional rib spacing, that's strictly to our 244 standard versus our 270 narrow rib. That was in a controlled environment at the Dooley Gym. And we are seeing really good results on the Avenger Gen Stand as well. And they can all be, all 174s can be retrofitted with a new rib rail, spacers, and reworking of the existing saw mandrel. We'll convert the 174 to the 193. This is just a slide I wanted. There's no science involved with this. This is there's no acid test or anything. This is just an eye test. And this was at where our 193 is running. It was running at exactly these run the same cotton at the same time. And I'll let you draw your own conclusions. But we've been very happy with what we're seeing out of the 193 so far. The last thing I want to talk about is a project we did in West Texas. It is a seed handling, warehousing, loading, unloading systems. These are all things that we offer, and we got an opportunity to do a cotton seed transfer terminal in Levelland, and it was a project we started on August 1st, and they was fully operational on the December 15th, and I don't have the exact amount of rain that fell in Levelland, Texas, but I do have the mud marks on my hip waders, and it was quite a project. I think there were 7,000 yards of concrete poured in that mud, and a fully engineered 60,000 ton storage facility with 30,000 covered, 30,000 uncovered. It has an elevator leg rated capacity of 100 tons per hour and related conveyor systems, of course, that go with that. It has a Cherokee designed truck dump pit with a rated capacity of 100 tons per hour. And of course, it is a full on rail transfer. There's some of the early photos of that. And of course, here's the rail loadout facility. It really is a nice project, and it's fully operational. The scales, the rail loadout is all rocking and rolling. And again, it was just one of those good projects to be a part of, and just another thing that we can offer. We offer a full line of warehousing, both seed and cotton bale. So I want to leave you with this. It's been a tough year, as you know, and even Steve had it tough sometimes. And it's one of my favorite episodes where he wrestled Bigfoot. I don't know if you remember that, but it was funny. Unfortunately, it looks a lot like some of the cotton we've tried to gin this year. And so, yeah, it could be Jerry. And but it's been a tough year, and we look but it's been a good year, and we look forward to what 2016 has to offer us, and that'll complete my presentation. Thank you for your time.
Any questions?